This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Senators get ready to object to Electoral College certification. As the counting of the Electoral College votes is scheduled for January the 6th, this is the time where the votes will be accepted or rejected on the official count to 270 votes to win the presidency. There are seven states that have sent their full slate of votes for both candidates: Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Representative Mo Brooks was the first to publicly state that he will object the votes from those contested states. Other Republican members of Congress have also pledged their objection, but in order for their objection to be heard, a senator needs to object as well. On December 30th, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley became the first brave senator to declare that he will also oppose the certification of the presidential election. This will trigger a two-hour debate in each of the House and Senate chambers before they come to a deciding vote. The objecting congressmember and senator will have 5 minutes each to state their case or yield their time to another member. Senator Hawley said in his public statement that, "Following both the 2004 and 2016 elections, Democrats in Congress objected during the certification of the electoral votes in order to raise concerns about election integrity. They were praised by Democratic leadership and the media when they did, and they were entitled to do so. But now, those of us concerned about the integrity of this election are entitled to do the same." He continued, saying, "I cannot vote to certify the Electoral College results without raising the integrity of this election," specifically pointing out what happened in Pennsylvania, a state which failed to follow its own election laws. Hawley also objects to the efforts of megacorporations, including Facebook and Twitter, for interfering in the election. He believes that they showed bias to Democrat Joe Biden. At the very least, Congress should investigate allegations of voter fraud and adopt measures to secure the integrity of our elections, Hawley says in his statement, but Congress has so far failed to act. Since Hawley's statement was made public, Senator Ted Cruz and 10 other senators have agreed to object the election, and the senators being led by Cruz are calling for a 10-day audit. It is reported that at least 140 House members will vote against counting the electoral votes on January the 6th. President Donald Trump has not conceded in the 2 months following the November 3rd election, and so the prayers of our nation need to continue so that every legal vote is counted and every illegal vote is thrown out. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.